Aircheckdownloads.com.
On 95.8, this is Capital FM.
Capital reports at 9.
We want your business.
That's the way it is at 9.04. I'm Howard Hughes.
It's a very cold Friday morning, 19th of November.
Capital FM.
A very icy morning. Do approach the day with care, please. Extra layers, vest-wise, and extra slow on the roads. It's very, very dangerous out there this morning. Dry, lots of sunshine, a nasty wind chill, and mostly freezing. The unlikely high is 5 degrees, 41 Fahrenheit. It's going to feel much colder because of the wind chill. Then tonight, still freezing, windy, and clear, as low as minus 3 overnight. Tomorrow, a sunny start, then possible snow. And Sunday, snow even more likely. It's 9.04.
95.8. Okay, I got some hot news for wet fans. You may be eagerly looking forward to the Wembley dates in December, but here's an exclusive announcement about an additional and very intimate wet gig. It's at the Marquee. It'll be great, actually, at the Marquee on Sunday, December the 5th. Now, it's Friday now. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, we'll be selling tickets directly only here from the Capital Foyer. You can come along tomorrow morning, get some tickets. It's the band's only London small venue concert on the current tour. Now, tickets are going on sale here in the Capital Foyer at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over. Tickets are £10 each, and £1 of every ticket sold goes to our Share a Capital Christmas appeal. But I haven't got out to that time of year. It'll be a fantastic night. It's at the Marquee on Sunday, December the 5th. You come in tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, into the foyer. You can see wet, and £1 off each ticket goes to Share a Capital Christmas. See you tomorrow morning. It's 9:05. Wet, shed a tear, 9:08. So they're at the Marquee with Capital on Sunday, December the 5th. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, we're selling tickets directly in the Capital Foyer. It's the only place you can get them, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I asked Marty the other day what he'd do with £20,000 if he won the birthday bonanza.
You could give it to charity, or else you could go out and buy £20,000 worth of copies of Shed a Tear.
David Bowie, Let's Dance, 9:11. A lady called Ilia Kyriassopoulos of Piri in Greece yesterday was 106. She revealed the secret of long life. She slept on a bed of bricks every night since she was 19. And showbiz bits this morning. Showbiz. Billy Ray Cyrus has passed up a chance to perform for the Queen because doctors have told him to ease up after nearly collapsing during a performance in Ohio last month. He's just completely exhausted, been on the road for 2 years. It's taken his toll. It's time for some rest, says his management. He says he chuckled when he heard that rumours were circulating about him having an affair with Dolly Parton. He said, "I don't even have time to sleep, much less have an affair," he said to our reporters late last night. Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty was enjoying an evening out with new husband Ashley Hamilton recently when she spotted ex-boyfriend Dean Factor. Oh, he was a complete waste of space. Do you remember Dean Factor? Shannon let out a shriek and began yelling furiously at the doorman, demanding that he throw him out immediately. The doorman refused, so Shannon and her husband stomped off out of the club and said, "We'll never come here again." And the European press is buzzing about a hot new romance after supermodel Claudia Schiffer spent the weekend with big American magician David Copperfield at a castle in France. Skeptics insist the couple are talking about a business deal and not romance, although a lot of the time they were both reported to be naked. Dina Carroll going to be the special guest with Luther Vandross on the 29th and 30th November and the 2nd of December. She's stepping in to replace En Vogue, who were originally the support. It's all at Wembley Arena, 29th, 30th and the 2nd of December, with Luther Vandross. Dina Carroll now stepping in as special guest. There's already a very heavy ticket demand for these shows. Luther Vandross sells out so fast. Refunds, if you want to, will be given only up to November the 24th. That's only next week. And they must be obtained by this date from the point of purchase. Right, it's 9:17. Capital FM. No flying eye this morning because he disappeared about 10 to 9, taken off by the Mr. Rons. It's Cara. It's Friday morning.
She sings like a dream, doesn't she? She's fab. It's very icy out there this morning. Do take care. There's loads and loads of accidents. That's Capital's traffic. It's 9:19.
Mel Gibson saying this morning he wants to be a woman for a day.
Yes.
We can probably arrange that. Probably. No, you can't reverse it, though, can you, really? Mel Gibson wants to be a woman for a day. He says, "I'd love to know what it's like to be a woman. They're such a mystery to me."
I'll tell him anything.
Mystery to them.
Just give us a call,
9:09.
Go
places with the times and save 20% whatever the price.
Get chilled up for the 95.8 Capital FM Weller Shockwaves Christmas Party 1993.
This year's lineup is bigger and better.
He's 17, Right Said Fred, Gabriel,
Bad Boys Inc., Biddy McLean, Kenny Thomas,
M People, Kim Wilde, Capella,
Eternal, Michelle Gale, Pauline Henry,
Sarah Washington, Urban Cookie Collective.
All live December the 11th at the Hammersmith Apollo from 4.
Tickets are just £6.
Use your head and get your ticket now.
Call the 95.8 Capital FM ticket hotline on 071 379 1066 or pop into the Capital Foyer or the Hammersmith Apollo.
Get more volume at the 95.8 Capital FM Weller Shockwaves Christmas Party.
Putting you in control.
Love songs
95.8 Capital FM.
It's 9:22.
Two in a row on the Chris Tarrant Show.
Chris Rea, great voice, 9:29. Before that, player. Baby, don't come back from 78. London's love songs on a Friday morning, 19th of November, Capital 95.8. Tarrant with you till 10 if we last. Patch up this morning, doing top 10 at 10, the first 10 videos played on MTV Europe. Plus two chances to win this week's CD classic. Ooh, Diana Ross, One Woman, The Ultimate Collection. It's exactly 9:30 news. I'm half hour on 95.8 Capital FM.
I'm Howard Hughes. Scotland Yard is trying to trace a mystery caller who tipped off detectives a man's body was in a Shepherd's Bush flat. Police think the victim in his 30s had been strangled at the flat in Woodstock Grove. The council that got rid of the term manager has this morning done a U-turn on it. Plymouth thought that word was sexist. Now it's had another think about it, and it's bringing back the word manager for certain posts. It had brought in words like supervisor,
personager,
operative.
Personager.
Personager.
It was good.
I was once told off at one radio station, you know, for using the word bin man. My female news editor said that that was a sexist term, so I went in and said the next hour, bin person.
Bin person. There's nothing wrong with that.
Perfectly reasonable, okay. Seemed to me.
You've been told off at all the stations you worked at, haven't you?
Most of them.
Yeah.
More so here, but...
Maybe by me. It's 9:31, you total Doris.
It's very icy this morning. It's a biting wind chill. It's around 2 degrees at the moment. It's going to feel freezing, though, because of that nasty old wind. Frost all over the windscreens, frost on the ground, and there's nasty fog and all sorts of things. Do drive carefully. Dry today, though, sunshine. And then tonight, of course, it will be frosty again overnight, about -3 most places. And they say snow this weekend. 95.8,
if you want a Laura of good music,
for goodness sake,
don't for God's sake listen to Chris Tarrant.
Thanks, Zills. She's by royal appointment. 26 to 10.
Aircheckdownloads.com.